at my age of 6 and 5. Rhythm and balance. At my age of 5 and 6, I don't know. I used to cry alone. That will I not be guided? I was crying night after night. Will I not be guided by God? And it was an answer to my crying. Wholeheartedly I used to cry that I met my master at my age of 7. So these things are really very difficult. It's not for fun. After you become serious, after you take a decision to rather die doing it, then also will depend upon your structure, what type of guidance you will get. That will be the next step. Whether you will prefer to be Satya Sai Baba or whether you will prefer to be Sai Baba of Shirdi, that will be again a question before you. Nine out of 10 want to be Satya Sai Baba. Hardly one wants to be Shirdi Sai Baba. See, all these are very important decisions. But life after life, with all that you do, all you see is a blank wall. All you see is a blank wall. See, the size of the whole thing is so enormous. Today science is giving us some very faint idea when they talk in light years. And millions of light years, when they talk to us in these terms, and sometimes in billions of light years, we get some idea of a very small corner of God's creation, the physical universe. And we have to step out of this objective universe onto the subjective field of life. And here, on the subjective side of life, the enormous physical universe sits in one little corner. So when you have ambition to step out, be very clear in your mind what you are asking for, what you are aiming for. And then decide whether you are able to jump across the body. Remember, the void, in between the, there is a void, and this void is bottomless. Once you fall in that void, there is no way to come out. Before going further, at least these two exercises, the prism and the pulling in of the lower abdomen, please give your life to these two exercises. Then only I can take you further and show you something else. Our five senses. It can only show us things that are not worth seeing or experiencing. All the five senses can make us see and understand all the things not worth understanding or seeing. And what is worth seeing and understanding is on the subjective side of life, and not on the objective side of life. And if you are not prepared to put your step that side of life, no amount of reading will help. You go anywhere in the world, you will come empty-handed. Go anywhere in the world, you will come empty-handed. Not that there are not people who can give you something worthwhile. There are many people who can give you really something worthwhile. They will all question you, are you worthwhile? That will be just a simple question asked to you. Do you want to go further? Okay. Second sutra. Those who employ the will likewise differ, for its use may be intense, moderate or gentle, in respect to the attainment of two spiritual consciousness. There is yet another way. Samjhiya? Understand? There is yet another way. Niyama, niyama, asana, pranayama, this, that. There is yet another. These lines apply to those who seek right or wrong type of knowledge on the path and those who find no progress on the path. At first, it calls for awareness of conscious progress. Depending on the individual sanskar, structure, right or wrong, that kind of knowledge to progress on the path will come one's way, and accordingly, that branch of yoga abhyasa will be. Many approach the path out of fear or frustration. Some enter the path when all goes wrong, and some pursue it for psychic adventures and powers only. But this path is meant for those who are keen on taking it up early in life, when life is enjoyable, happily to march on without caring for psychic powers. Such persons will gain right knowledge, and others will gain the type of guidance they deserve. In all cases, progress will depend on the intensity of efforts and whether the object of attainment is sufficiently valued. See, this last line is very important. Progress will depend on the intensity of efforts and whether the object of attainment is sufficiently valued. Whether all my talk for the last half an hour regarding the subjective side of life has any value in your mind, I don't know. I'm trying to put some value to the subjective side of life. If you have, then you might take the decision to die doing it. These two lines are very important on page 240. The another way alluded to is for selected disciples only and passed on by word of mouth. Clear? It's a simple English. Those who really make progress on the subjective side of life are the few accepted disciples. And whatever is written in whatever book, wherever, is not meant for them. They are given instructions by word of mouth. I am goading you, I am pushing you, I am being rude with you, so that some of you might be counted someday by someone as accepted disciples. If I will fail in doing this much, out of the 60, 70 of you, if I fail in making 3 or 4 of the caliber of accepted disciples, the next poor ambition I have is to groom you up to a point in this life, so that in your next life, at least, you may not have to begin from A, B, C, D. Because unless you come up to a particular point in this life, you will not have memory of what you have done, and will again go from pillar to post, here, there and everywhere, seeking knowledge, and will be starting all over again. That is my second humble ambition, to take you up to a point in this life, so that you begin from that point onwards in your next. But I have a very ambitious ambition to find, if possible, 3 or 4 accepted disciples of the caliber of accepted disciples in this lifetime. I don't know whether either of my ambition will be fulfilled. two people here express blessings. If wishes for horses, beggars would ride. That is the situation. And most distressed by the fact that amongst you all I see goodness, I see sincerity, and a weak bebo. A weak bedboard. Otherwise, the class of people you are here, I am very happy with. And that makes me all the more sad. Because normally sincere people don't come forward. Many people come for a few days and walk away. Because they were looking for something different. And if they don't find the runaway. But I have seen you month after month after month, such goodness, such sincerity, is difficult to come across. I sometimes cry and ask God, why have you given them rubber backbones? That is all I find in you, rubber backbones.
We have been talking about progress on the path.
Which path?
Well, that is what I've been talking about.
Okay.
How does one know how far one has progressed in the path?
I just told you that the you know the question? On the path, how do you know that you are making progress on the path? Just now I told you that the physical universe is a very small corner. We are going on to the subjective side of life, where the huge physical universe sits in one small corner. In this physical universe, if you move at the speed of 25,000 miles an hour, you will be classed as a stationary object. Understand? So if your progress on the path is at the speed of 25,000 miles an hour, you are a stationary object. Now you decide to move faster, or you decide to turn your back on me. To measure your progress on the path, if your speed is 25,000 miles an hour, I will class you, as science classes it, a stationary object. Because you are not moving. You might think you are moving at the speed of 25,000 miles an hour. To me, you are a stationary object. Now decide to move with the speed you want to move.
I don't think they're talking about speed in terms of distance travel per unit time.
But we are talking about the path, and we are talking about the distance. What we are going on the path, our progress on the path. Or use some other language, then I'll tell you in some other language.
We are talking about the confusion versus confounded.
No, neither to discourage you or neither to give you an elusive answer. You may be making a progress. But when do we know we are making a progress? If there's a car, if there's another car, then you know that you are moving in relation to that car. faster, slower, or equal. But when you have nothing to see all around, neither a tree or a stone or a building, and if you are moving, you can't measure, you can't know your speed. Because against what will you see that you are moving? you follow me? On this path there's nothing in view so that we can know we are going in some direction. You get my point? When you are at school, you measure your progress. You do this, you do this, you do this, you go from this standard to this standard. But here, there are no marks, there are no signposts, there is no mileage, there is nothing. And even if, supposing you keep your compass in a particular direction, there is no end. So that you know, oh, I have arrived finally. You are talking about a path and progress of this dimension. Up to a point you are only a human being using your five senses, that's all. That can't take you anywhere. And the minute you are beyond the five senses, you are not physical. You are not physical. When you move beyond the five senses, you are not physical. You are using your sixth sense, your seventh sense, or whatever, which does not belong to the physical body. When you use the sixth, seventh, eighth sense, you are not aware of your physical body. Being in a physical body, you want to measure your progress of your sixth, seventh, eighth senses. How can I?
Unless you reach that state, you are not making any progress.
Until you are reaching that state, you are not making any exactly.
But sir, cannot somebody take us piggyback like what this Shakti path?
Shakti path is a beautiful path for all the idle people in the world. Somebody wants to put a hand on their head and raises the Kundalini Shakti and they become gods from tomorrow and goddesses from tomorrow. This is meant for the most lazy people in the world, and I would request such lazy people not to come to me, because I am a very hard taskmaster. I have grown up at the feet of a very hard taskmaster. So if you even in your dream think that I am going to give you something free of cost, and my fees are very high. I'm not going to part with anything, nothing whatsoever, because even if I'm going to part, suppose I part with something, you will not be able to keep it. You will not be able to keep it. What is not earned, you cannot keep it on the path. No. Oh, there are places and places in our country where Shakti path is so famous. Those who have received this Shakti path become very miserable human beings later on. Oh, on this path, the first objection is something for nothing. In the physical world, you are not expected to have something for nothing. Not on the path, my friend, not on the path. If you are enamored of something like that, I will give you a few names where you can go and get your Shakti path. At least not here. Not here.
Every human being born, does he have to go through this final, or is he going to be reborn again and again? Is there something, is there a purpose that every human being has to finally attain this, or it's out of choice?
Have you heard him? Can I hear you again? Say it, please.
Should I repeat?
Yeah.
Every human being born has to go on this path finally after how many ever rebirths? Or is that the very purpose of being born, so that he has to go on this path finally, or is it out of choice? Is it that he has been on this path before, and if he did go on this path, is every human being destiny that he has to pass through this path finally? Or does
it? Are you clear in your mind what you are saying?
Not very, sorry. Mainly, yes.
It is the best thing for all human beings would be to be born as animals. There is no path, there is no work. You eat, drink and be happy and forget what the next life is. You see? That is the finest thing for a human being to do. No responsibility, no nothing. But if you have taken by any chance or accident a human shape and a human body and a human brain, then there is no escape. No escape whatsoever. Even if you decide to say, oh, I will do nothing, I will just see, let me see what God does. You would be then to push because you have taken a human birth. Deny your human birth and go back to the animal. Nothing will be required from you. But if you have taken this birth and if you are a human being, there is no way out. You can wait for 50 million, 50 billion years, but ultimately you will have to do it. By choice, you want to do it today. But not doing is out of it. You will be made to do it. See? If there is a choice with you, why not exercise it today, then wait for 50 million years? That is what I want to say. And if there is a choice with you, and if you want to exercise that choice today, what is required of you is intense work. Intense work. What do I mean by intense work? Like a laborer working hard, breaking stones? No, that is not intense work, that is hard work. I am calling upon you for intense work. You can pierce granite. Intense work. Not hard work. I am not asking for hard work. I am not asking you to work 8, 10, 12 hours a day. No! I want you to work intensely. Intensely meaning 24 hours of the day.
Sir,
I thought you would say 25.
See, intensely meaning every breath you are conscious, you have to do something, there is no time to waste. That intensity I am asking for. And in the wide universe, whether it's on the objective plane or on the subjective plane, God is helpless before a person who is intensely determined, intensely determined to be on the path. Intensely. God is helpless. But you have to be intensely on fire. Every breath, only one thought is guiding. It's getting late. It's getting late. How much is left? That intensity is what I ask for. That intensity I don't see on any one face here. That intensity. I have, even today, as I'm talking to you, I am intense about myself. Though I am talking about you and for you, I am intense about myself at the same time. Even now, I am sitting before you. How long? When? See, you must be intense. Terribly intense. Then everything will happen. Everything will happen.
That changed the robbery bags. Will that change the robbery bags which we have?
Will that change my rubber backbone? I would love to fit in a special steel backbone there. If I am allowed to. Because I can't touch your backbone unless you are intense. I love to put there a very special backbone in every one of you, provided I am allowed to. And you have to allow me to do that. And you can only allow me to do that when you are intense. Then you will give back to God the rubber backbone you are born with. That is very essential. I can only sit here and look at you and can't help you. My help can only come to you when you are intense. Very intense. You see, the third book only deals with intensity, nothing else. Nothing.
Talking about structure of acceptance and its improvement, how does one know whether we have improved the structure of acceptance?
See, you list out a few of your weaknesses. And if you change your structure of acceptance for the good, for the better, that this entire list will disappear. List will disappear totally.
This weakness is both physical as well as emotional.
Emotional and mental. All. These weaknesses give you your structure. You are bent upon improving your structure. Look back and see. Oh, where are they? Can't find them. I am definitely improving my structure. structure forms the spaceship. The structure forms the spaceship. What about you sitting in it? I'm talking about you who want to sit in that structure. Structure will only be your spaceship. We'll go further. When the perceiver blends the word, the idea or the meaning and the object, this is called mental condition of judicial reasoning. When Mr. Jina, the late Mr. Jina, the founder of Pakistan, was a lawyer and a solicitor, it was difficult for anyone to match against him. One day he addressed rather rudely the High Court judge, and the judge said, "Mr. Jina, you should know to whom you are talking to. Your Honor, you should know to whom you are addressing." That was the power of his judicial reasoning. Judicial reasoning is humanly possible, clearest type of reason. Judicial reason. Geniuses like him can make use of judicial reason where there will not be a mistake. Such statements, correct statements. But the sutra says that you have to leave judicial reasoning behind and go further. So if you are the class of Mr. Jina, please decide to give it up. That is what the sutta wants to say. You get my point? So what is expected from us at every step you see in book 3? What is expected from us? Difficult things are asked. When knowledge is based on words, it is called judicial reasoning. As Banali Baba describes it, there the suppositional thought transformation is mixed up with the option of word, object and idea, and could be indistinct. Such judicial reasoning is the highest form of objective intellectual activity possible in the objective world. But it is still inferior to other forms of knowing which are described below. Can you get the idea now? Brain and involved mind cannot perceive. But if the mind is a catalyst for even a moment, and not involved with the processes of the conscious brain, the individual mind can perceive. In such rare moments, what and how does the individual mind perceive? It could be just inspiration. More rarely, it could be intuition. In extreme cases, it could be momentary perceiving, which finds no parallel in the objective world. Let us take the three words again. It could be just inspiration, more rarely intuition, and in extreme cases it could be momentary perceiving, which finds no parallel in the objective world. Senses 6, 7, 8.
Inside.
9, 10. It will go on like this. You see? It sees through an object, a word, a meaning, a purpose, all together. When you start only with the sixth sense, this happens. You can use the 7, the 8, the 9, then you cross over from objective side of life to subjective side of life. This is what third book begins with. To encourage you all, I have asked you to tune in for 5 minutes between 6:45 and 7:15. As being on the objective side of life, you are trying to tune in with the objective person. That is the first step to go to the subjective side of life. You get my point? And making your job easier. If you can do something like that on the objective side of life, then you are ready for your first step on the subjective side of life. But most of you talk when you are sitting there. Talk with yourself. Almost all of you who are sitting there, you all talk with yourself. In that 5 minutes you want to tune with me. All of you. You talk with yourself only. If you talk with yourself, how can you tune in? You have to stop your jitter and chatter. You're all chattering only for those 5 minutes even. And in some cases, 3-step is going on. But most of you chatter with your own self, not even with me. This is the first step I'm trying to tell you to take in the objective world. Because something like that you will have to do on the subjective side of life. Where you will use no words and where I will use no words. And unless we communicate like this, there will be no communication further beyond this point.
But then you also say that the thoughts
will come and go, that you can't stop them. That's the thoughts have nothing to do with your chatter. Your mind is going haywire, but you are chattering. Mentally you are chattering, you are not quiet. Try to catch yourself tomorrow. You are chattering with yourself.
Because thoughts come.
Thoughts come, but at least you don't chatter about the thoughts. I want you to be silent. Let your thoughts roam, but why do you chatter? You are having a dialogue. For 5 minutes at least don't have, I know for the remaining 24 hours you will have it. But those 5 minutes stop your dialogues. All I want you to do is just sit there, do your 3-step and forget. Can't you do this much? You're not doing that much. You are so much concerned with yourself, small of you. So much concerned with your own self. You have no time for me. You can't give me 5 minutes wholeheartedly. You are not giving me 5 minutes wholeheartedly. There also you steal away time from me. Also now you are doing it. You see, this is the first step I am trying to tell you to do. The easiest you can do. Once get the idea of mental communication. You see, you will forget what meaning you ever know of communication. You see, in the objective world, an object goes in any one direction. Correct? An object goes in any one direction. If I open the scent bottle here, it goes in all directions. Everyone saying that, what is this scent? You see the total absence of idea now? Will a thing moving like this in one direction ever think of that? It's a different world I'm trying.
Souls of light.
Huh?
Souls of light.
No, 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 please don't bring in light. Light is very material, useless. I want communication. You see, the difference in communication is like this. Like a scent bottle if you open, all the corners will get simultaneously the whiff. You get them? That much difference is in communication, objective and subjective. I am asking you to do the most simple thing. Communication at objective level. You get my point? So then, I've talked too much. We'll rest here. Please come with your minds clear next time. Whether you want to turn your back or whether you want to die doing this. Don't just come to me, I'll take a decision. I want a firm decision when you come back. And